بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقي فأولئك هم الفائزون. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The beauties of this world and the things of this world, mankind is enticed and pulled towards them by the tazkira, repetition, advertisement, and the accolade of praises that are allotted to these commodities. What I mean by this is, whatever is sought after, exotic destinations, palatial homes, wonderful vehicles, fine clothing, excellent cuisines, etc., etc., and the list goes on. All of these are marketed, whether it be in a form of periodicals, on social media, moving on the highway, and by and large, these commodities of so-called excellence and comforts are marketed by word of mouth. Few years ago, hardly anybody would go through Istanbul. This is by way of example. But without any travel agent making any effort, you find suddenly there's a rush to that part of the world. How did it happen? By word of mouth, by muzakara, by repetition of the exotics that a person can experience there. Today also, we're going to speak about an exotic destination, a place to long for, a place in which Quran is replete in mentioning about this area or about this destination, none other than Jannat. On the very outset, may Allah Ta'ala make our ultimate destination without hisab, kitab and difficulty straight into Jannat. Today people talk of direct flights, and you understand the benefit of a direct flight. Our belief system is on the akhirat, that after this world is the life of the grave, and beyond that is the day of Qiyamah. And then there's an everlasting life to come, which will never come to an end. This akhirat at the moment, as the Muslim ummah, we are somewhat speaking about it. We are reading about it. But by and large, in comparison to how much of reference the Sahaba gave to the akhirat, how much of reference Sahaba gave to Jannat, you and I and the Ummah at large, we are falling short of this. So this afternoon's brief discourse and bayan is based on remembering and thinking about Jannah. For the remembrance of Jannah gives impetus and drive. It gives charisma, and in a more rash term, it gives oomph to a person making ibadat. What must I wake up Fajr time for? What must I fast for in the month of Ramadan? What is it that I must wear 2 pieces of cloth and go stand in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah? The tazkira and muzakara and repetition of Jannat makes the ibadat of a person become easy. Likewise, لا تأكل الربا that do not consume interest. La taqrabu zina, do not go towards fornication and zina. When a person hears all this, these things are intrinsic in a man to fulfill his desires. But when he hears about Jannat, it makes his ita'at, his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, much more easy. In short, the thought of Jannat, what a big Jannat, so palatial, so wonderful, so grand, a mega place of enjoyment, and I'm going to commit some sins in this world at the expense of the Jannat. So it places a guillotine upon the commission of sinful acts. Then, when a person hears about Jannat, that look, a place is coming where whatever you want, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. When a person hears that whatever you want, it will be fulfilled, whatever you desire, to a heart's desire, more than that and beyond than that, Allah Ta'ala will give a person. Then that race in life, which a person says, before 50 or 60, I got to see the world, I got to make it happen. If I haven't been on a hot air balloon, my life is not complete. If I haven't done some bungee jumping, my life is not complete. If I haven't gone up this mountain, my life is not complete. But with the muzakara of Jannat, that there is a place where I'm going to fulfill my desires, then a person can concentrate on this life in making the Jannat. Instead of taking this life to do everything, they say you live once, rock it up. There's no rock it up culture in Islam. In Islam, we have to think and be focused. Every minute is like a business. If a person comes with a business, either he's helping in my profit, or he's a shoplifter and he's taking away things from me, or he's just an onlooker wasting my time. Every minute and every second, split second, adds up to the Jannat. Say Subhanallah. They say the regret in Jannat will only be this much, that you'll get a sweet fragrance. And a person will say, where's that fragrance coming from? It's from a person that has said one more Subhanallah than you. Say Subhanallah. There's another level. Allah accept. Then the thought of Jannat, especially in this times where people are going through health difficulties. They speak to the ulama, Mulana, I don't know, man. Things are just not right. Wealth-wise too, we're going down. Business not happening. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. In the face of difficulties, what did my Nabi and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Isbir ya ahla yasir, fa inna mawidukumul jannah. When a person is going through difficulties, then the thought of Jannah gives him the understanding that look, my health problem, my wealth problem, my difficulties, whatever they are, macro or micro, colossal or tiny or whatever it is temporary. Soon I'm going to that place where everything is going to be 100% set and is going to be full of ease. It makes a person somehow survive in life. It makes him look forward to the onward journey of life. Otherwise, it's a valley of no return. The thought of Jannat and the muzakara of Jannat and the repetition of Jannat is the light at the end of the tunnel. Then, my dear friends, there is one element that the ulama kiram describe and explain, is the element of suspense. Normally we say suspense is a very bad thing. They say, how do you keep a fool in suspense? So you must tell him that answer later. He'll remain in suspense. But suspense in the talks of Jannat is different. That it gives that person the drive to try his utmost. Because Jannat also has got no limit also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that the harder you work, you come with 100 subhanallah, you see a stage, you come with 1,000, million, billion, zillion, gazillion. According to that it goes. So the thought of what is going to come allows a person to continue and it gives him the drive again. Like I alluded to about 2 minutes ago, the thought of Jannat makes the detachment from this world much more easy. Now, one is a person somewhat will live his life still with some luxuries, and the thought of Jannat is there. In this point, what I'm alluding to, there are certain people that really want to detach from this world. They say, look, the ni'mats of Allah are great, but the thoughts of Allah with regard to this ni'mat is even greater. The thought of Jannat allows a person to detach from this world because he knows, kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Only thing that is in the end that will remain ever and ever is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world will come to an end. So the thought of Jannat allows this zuhud, allows this abstention from the world to come to the fore. Then by nature, my dear friends, and we shouldn't feel shy to discuss the topic, for the Quran discusses it, hadith discuss it, and the pious ones before me discussed it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed an intrinsic desire within us for the opposite gender. Each and every person, no matter what age, no matter where he comes from, being a man, by way of nature, we are drawn to our opposite. Male is drawn to female. And you ask the ulama who are dealing with spiritual cases from day to day, amidst all the problems that they deal with, one particular problem is the man being drawn by means of lust, by means of desire to the opposite gender. Indeed, they have been created as a test. وَالنِّسَاءُ حِبَالَةُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Women are the snares of shaitan. And unfortunately today we're living in society where women are biologically women, but on the physical status, if you have to classify them, many of them are shaitan walking on 2 feet. And now, by nature, women supposed to be shy, most concealed and least revealed. But this we find is not so much in Durban, not so much in our society. So the journey and fighting against this particular odd has become more difficult for men. Allah has given us eyes to lower it, eyelids to block those eyes, head to bend down. But yet people are succumbing to looking at the ghair mahram. But with the remembrance of Jannat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the celestial brides, the hurun een, Allah talks of the woman of Jannat, the damsel of Jannat, now a person can place a price. Do I fall for this drop dead gorgeous thing, who if she doesn't brush her teeth for 2 days, it's a big problem. She doesn't comb her hair for 5 days, it's an even bigger problem. Do I stay away from this that is calling me towards evil? And in the converse way, I have the hoor of Jannat. Why should I sell myself to something that is made from sand? Something that's going to go back to sand. Something that has been resurrected from sand. This is a ghair mahram. This is an evil for me. On the other hand, my mind, my thought, my heart, my feeling is for musk, for camphor, for umber. Allahu Akbar. We'll get into the verses later. So this fight of not succumbing to the ghair mahram, when you think of the hoor of Jannat, Allahu Akbar, what example can I give? My dear brothers, if I bring muddy water from the Amgani River and place it in front of you, and then I bring the finest water from Makkah Sharif, Zamzam, which one you'll go for? This is the understanding. One will never sell his Zamzam for muddy water from the Amgani River. In the same way, the thought of Jannat and the ni'mats of Jannat will make a person look forward towards this, and the fight against the evil will become much more easier. Allah Ta'ala keep us strong. Then we find Allah Ta'ala has created such fine clothing, and you know the whole world is fashion crazy. But when the reference are made to the garments of Jannat, then a person somewhat understands that let me dress to cover my body, not to impress. Likewise, with the palatial homes, hardly the tile has been walked on and the wife is saying, update,
Hardly the paint peeled. Update, update. There's the latest word. Update, update. But with the thoughts of Jannat, a person will be updated and they'll be up to date. That I'm heading for the palatial homes of Jannat. Homes that are made from rubies. Homes that are dangling in the sky. Unimaginable. But Allah has made it ready for us. So my dear friends, the tazkira of Jannat has to come back into us. Say inshallah. Then my dear brothers, when a person hears about Jannat and what is there, Jannatun tajri min tahti al anhar, such paradise where the rivers will flow beneath the homes and all the other things, automatically it places a person in his place. Today you find a person looking at his wealth, and by no means am I picking on anybody's wealth, but this is a general talk. A thought comes that I can do anything. Wherever you want, I can set it up. Tell me about Switzerland, I got it. Tell me about the waterfront in Cape, I'm there. Tell me about an exotic bush destination somewhere, I've got it. But when you hear about Jannat, it's not based on my wealth to get it. Automatically it places my wealth in one small cup compared to the oceans of what Jannat is. So it puts a person in the place. The ulama have written tons about Jannat. For those that are inviting towards Islam or calling very Muslims towards Deen, the tazkira and muzakira of Jannat provides material for one to explain to a person why they should be obedient to Allah. It gives a person material to address his children that, look my children, if you live the right way, Jannat awaits you. So the muzakara of Jannat is a tool for the da'i and the one that's calling and inviting towards righteousness and proper guidance. May Allah guide us and guide our families as well. As the modernist trend is going to erode every faculty of deen, whether it be the Quran, whether it be the Sahaba, likewise Jannat too has had its fair share of erosion and corrosion, where people are addressing this thing in other ways. Jannat is not an imagination where people say, no, it's just a thought that Allah will bless your thought with, you know. So you'll be on a mind journey. No, brothers. Like we have come into this masjid, not by thought. We are seated on this carpet, not by thought. You're hearing me, not by thought. You're seeing me, not by thought. Jannat is a reality and a vibrant reality. Let us all make this dua or say amin to it. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridhaaka wal jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for your pleasure and grant us the jannat. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wan nar. And oh Allah, we ask you to save us from your displeasure and save us from your unhappiness and save us from the dreadful fire of Jahannam. My dear brothers, without going into much detail, on a cursory glance, for the topic of Jannat, when the ulama really speak about it, they need hours and days. But just describing the drink of Jannat, yusqawna min rahiqin makhtum, they will be given the drink of pure wine that is sealed. Now understand, the wine of Jannat is not like the one in this world where you see two robots and two traffic officers when there's only one there. Non-intoxicating wine. Allah says, yusqawna min rahiqin makhtum, it will be sealed. Sealed with what? Khitamuhu misk. The seal of this drink is of musk. What it will be like, we can't fathom. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. So let the competitors compete for this. Vie with one another. Try and work hard against this nafs. And see what happens. Then the Quran says, وَمِذَاجُهُ مِن تَسْنِيمٍ. And its mixture is of tasneem. What is this tasneem? عَيْنَيْ يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. It is a drink that is given to those who are the muqarrabun, the close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and friends and listeners, when the drink of Jannat is so deep and so exciting that I can see people drooling to have a sip of that water, Allah will give it to you, say inshallah. My dear friends, with regards Jannat, I'm not going into the Arabic, but very quickly, a person that has saw luxury in this world, in other words, he lived it up, he was that man that everyone desired, and he was not obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's mentioned in the kitabs that he'll be dipped in the fire of hell just for a short while. And they asked him, did you ever see luxury in this life? I haven't seen it. That one drop and one dip into hellfire, Allah save us, is enough to obliterate and remove and erase this entire enjoyments of this world. Conversely, a person who was in the sticks, he went through difficulties in his life, as you see so many people, ends meet, duk upon duk, sukh nahi hai, there's no peace, parashan upon parashan. May Allah have mercy on all our brothers and sisters, with no particular place to mention, all over wherever it is, they are going through difficulties. We are still in aman and peace. They say when the person will be dipped into Jannat, just for a short while, and then it will be asked to him, that have you ever experienced difficulties in this world? That one entrance for a short while, however long it is, or however short it is, will obliterate and remove and erase all difficulties of this world. Allah grant us this Jannat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in different parts of the Quran Kareem, I've just taken things at a cursory glance, as I've mentioned and reiterated. وَحُورٌ عِينٌ كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ. This, I'm only describing one part of this hoor, my friends. They say her eyes, whiter than milk. The iris, or the black part of the eye, is absolutely dark. Can you imagine if her eyes is like this, what's the rest of this woman? لَمْ يَتْمِسْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ فَبِعِي آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانٌ. Today, my dear friends, ask the ulama, how many women complaining of men, how many men complaining of women, after wedlock they're finding out about the journey of that person. But the woman of Jannat, no jinnat, no man came unto her, saw to her, touched her, and entered upon her. She's a pure woman. Such a woman is waiting for those that will strive for it. May Allah Ta'ala grant you the hoor of Jannat. Talking about the saliva of this woman, let her spit into the ocean, it will make salty ocean sweet. Allahu Akbar. Let her remove her hair and show you one strand, it will outshine the sun. Allahu Akbar. Today a person experiences turbulence in relationships, but this woman, she is for you. Tuba liman kana lana wa kunna lahu. We're happy for whom we have been destined, and whomsoever is destined for us. It is mentioned that our heart will beat with the person's name. Allah Ta'ala make us see the day when we'll enter into Jannat and rest upon those couches and enjoy our days. Describing Jannat, innal muttaqina fi maqamin amin. Indeed, the righteous, they will be in a secure place. Fi jannati wa uyun. They will have gardens and springs. Allahu Akbar, brothers. Can you compare any place in this world? Give me the Niagara Falls, Victoria Falls, the Cascades, whatever you want to mention. This can't compare. Talk about the clothes of Jannat. Walibasum fiha harir. Given thick silk and fine silk to wear. Which fashion designer from Italy Which person can France can come and show me that something that is thick silk and fine silk given to a person? You cannot compare, my dear friends. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fruit of Jannat. يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا بِكُلِّ فَاكِيَةٍ أَمِينٍ. They will call them for every kind of fruit. And speaking about this fruit, further on, as Allah ta'ala elaborates, فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ. Two gardens with two fountains. فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِيَةٍ زَوْجَانِ. Allahu Akbar, when I read this, brothers, it took me off my feet. I don't know how to tell you, I was scoped, if that's what you want to use the word. It knocked me out. فِيهِمَا مِنْ كُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ زَوْجَانِ. The fruits of Jannat will come in two pairs. Mufassirin explain, what is this two pairs? Every fruit having two flavors. Tell me, can any Heidi, can any desert peaches of Durban, whether you bring it from overseas or you import it, export it, can it compare to what I have just read? Jannat awaits us, my dear brothers. Then the whole world is looking for a solution that they don't want to die. لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا الْمَوْتِ إِلَّا مَوْتَةَ الْأُولَى. One death only. There's no death in Jannat. You want to remain forever. Today the whole world is chasing beauty industries. Even the men are going now for manicure and pedicure. What has the zamana come from? This is the world that we are looking towards, that world. We will never die there to enjoy forever and forever. My dear friends, فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. This is from your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala is providing for us. What is this Jannat? As I read the verse in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. For those that have done good deeds, for them is the hospitality of gardens of a cool shadows. No botanical garden can compare to this. And it's mentioned that once a person enters this Jannat, he will never want transference from that. Let's just play one scenario. Somebody unfortunately has booked in one of the exotic destinations that he's not supposed to be in. At the end of the 10-day tour, he's looking at a travel agent. Can we have one more day? Can we have one more hour here? Travel agent say bye. Your flight is leaving to Dubai. Goodbye. But once a person enters into Jannat, there's no coming out of it. Look at this verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the righteous ones. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainnah. It will be said to the righteous, to the reassured souls. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Allah grant us the Jannat, brothers. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. The return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing to Him. Allah is happy with you. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. And enter amongst my pious servants. Wadkhuli jannati. And enter amongst those who are my dwellers of my paradise. So all said and done, my dear friends, what is this Jannat? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. It mentioned in this particular riwayat that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, A'adattu li'ibadis salihin ma la aynun ra'at wa la udhunun samiat وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ. That Allah Ta'ala has prepared a special thing. What is the special thing? Jannat. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. No eye has seen it. No ear has heard about it. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ. So dear friends, from all the benefits that I've mentioned about remembering Jannat, in conclusion, before the nikah is to take place, how do we get this Jannat? One is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally and staying away from sins. And following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَىٰ قِيلَ وَمَنْ يَعْبَىٰ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ أَطَانِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ أَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَىٰ. If you follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannat awaits us. and those that turn their back to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you know what is the outcome of it. My dear friends, let us just take these two simple nuskhas. Obviously, we got to stay away from sins and make tawbah. But two simple things that we can leave here from what? One is on a daily basis after Fajr and Maghrib Salah, recite Allahumma ajirni minan nar 7 times. If we die in the interim, either after Maghrib till Fajr or Fajr till Maghrib, Allah will save us from Jahannam. Say inshallah. Then my dear brothers, to get entry into Jannat, in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and before the demise of Haji Bhai Paja rahmatullah alayhi, he was noted to have mentioned this in almost every gathering. It comes in Marif al-Quran, and obviously it's in reference to hadith kitabs, that recite Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illahul hayyul qayyum, till the end. After every far salah, the only thing waiting for us to go into Jannat that we have to pass away. May Allah ta'ala make the rest of your life a blissful one, inshallah. May Allah make our mouth easy. May Allah make the gardens of Jannat in our grave. May the day of Hashar be easy for us. May we get up our book of deeds in the right hand when we cross the bridge of Sirat with the speed of lightning. And may all of us and our beloved ones and the ummah at large enter into Jannat al-Firdaus. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.